Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because I have with me Melanie Fatuzzi. Melanie, please tell us a little bit about your story. You have such an interesting background.
Thank you for having me here today, Vicki. It's a true honor to be with you here today. And as I was sharing with you before, you know, I come from a small town, Swartz Creek, Michigan, and due to circumstances in my youth, I finished high school on public assistance, getting food stamps and living with a family on government assistance. And so when I graduated high school, I really didn't feel like I had a lot of choices, but I knew that I didn't want to stay where I was. So I did go ahead and I joined the Army and served for 6 amazing years and did a combat tour in Somalia and just have some of the most amazing lifelong relationships from my time in the military. And then upon departing the military, I got married and had a wonderful baby boy named Luca. And what has been amazing about my journey as being a mother is, as I had shared, is that my dad was completely illiterate, and I did struggle somewhat through high school, but, you know, made it to the finish line. And now I am happily enjoying the fruits of my labor of raising my son, as he is now attending Stanford University on a full ride. So, you know, living that life of intention and making choices for your life, you truly can, you know, change the future and the course of your whole family very quickly. And, you know, I was kind of holding my breath and seeing what happened, but I am enjoying the success of my labors now, and it's amazing.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So tell us a little bit in more detail about some of the challenges you had.
Absolutely. So as you can imagine, leaving your family and finishing high school on public assistance is not exactly a picnic. And I remember a specific day in science class, a teacher took me out in the hallway for sleeping in class, which of course was not appropriate, but due to what was going on in my life was one of the desired places to sleep at the time, I guess I should say. And he told me, you know, that in no uncertain terms that I would never amount to anything. And I just remember that day, like, thinking in my head how incorrect he was, and that I had choices, and that my situation was very temporary. And as I look back at that time now that I'm out of school many years, I wonder a few things, like how could an educator talk to any child that way? And also seeing how many people were not able to move themselves out of those situations, what was it that I was exposed to it that motivated me to move forward? And I really believe that just the right people came into my life. And as Isaac Newton says, I have seen the future. I've seen further than no others by standing on the shoulders of giants. And I truly believe that giants were put in my path to really move me forward and help me thrive in my life.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So tell us a little bit about what life looks like for you now.
You know, life is incredible now. I am so thrilled again, like I said, that my son is at Stanford University, and I do get to see him frequently, and we talk often. And for about the last 5 years, I was working in a Dale Carnegie franchise here locally in El Paso, Texas, And this past year, I've moved into owning my own seminar company with coaching and masterminding and just really traveling a lot. I don't remember who said it, but they said, have a job that supports your lifestyle, not a lifestyle that supports your job. And I truly took that to heart and did a lot of hard work and a lot of self-development so that I could be in a position to lead others to live their best life. And so it's a very blissful time in my life right now where I've just surrounded myself with the most incredible people. And, of course, there's ups and downs, and I have bad days just like everyone else. But when I have those bad days now, I just kind of go, yeah, you know, this is a bad day, but you know what? Tomorrow is going to be okay. And just that mindset of abundance and gratitude has just really changed so much in my life. And I look at the things that I struggled through and just know that they have shaped me and molded me to put me in a position to really help a lot of youth move forward and hold on and catch that bigger vision and create great things for their lives.
Oh, that is so beautiful, really, really beautiful. So if you were looking at the work that you're doing and the contribution that you're making almost like a legacy, what kind of impact would you like it to have in the world? What would that look like for you?
You know, for many years, I really didn't have that vision or that definite purpose in life, but I always had passion. And my passion was always to help people achieve overcoming the odds and to encourage them and to support the underdog that they could get on top. And it has just been a wonderful journey through my life, watching other people achieve more than they ever thought was possible. And it wasn't actually until I was in my 40s that I realized and that I did discover that I did have a vision and a purpose. Two major events happened. One, when I was hired by Charles E. Black and Associates in the Dale Carnegie Center here in El Paso. And the other one was when I joined Toastmasters. And those two organizations really helped me develop that clear vision and passion for helping others achieve with systems and encouragement. Because so many times I look at people and it's that untapped potential. It's like I can see crystal clear that they have everything in them to achieve what it is that their heart desires. But they don't have the support. They don't have the encouragement. They're too close to their own situation, so they can't see it clearly like people who are away. And that's why I love bringing the mastermind concept here to El Paso and really watching people blossom and work as a community within the mastermind and not just moving myself forward in my career. That is, of course, important, but it becomes less important as you start investing in other people and watching them truly thrive and reach their goals.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Really, and it's just so very powerful. So what do you think are some of the most important tips in helping people that you would like to have, you know, our listeners take away with them?
I would say that the number one thing that I had to learn was that you have to talk to yourself like you're your best friend. So many times we say things to ourselves that we would never tell somebody else. We cast this very harsh judgment and have this very harsh self-talk, and we create these limiting beliefs. And once I learned to change that inner conversation, I really did start to thrive. And it's managing those thoughts by what are you putting in? Because garbage in, garbage stays in. Good stuff in, good stuff stays in and comes out. And it's just incredible. And the other thing was never stop learning. You know, I will say there was a 20-year period where I admittedly did not read. I only read maybe children's books to my son, and that was very important to me that he read. But it wasn't until I met a gentleman, Dr. Bill Mitchell, and he taught me the value of reading. And now I would say I am probably one of the most insatiable readers that I know, and I'm continually reading, continually have educational CDs in my car, and whatever it is in someone's life that they want to get better for, if they just find that one book, it can shave years off that learning experience. And just truly embracing coaching, mentorship, masterminding, You know, whenever you can get like minds together, powerful things happen. And so many times it's ourself that is the problem. And when we surround ourselves with those other people, we can move forward faster. And those have been the valuable lessons that I have learned. Controlling your self-talk and finding good things to read and good things to watch and good things to listen to. And surrounding yourself by amazing people that have your best interest and you have their best interest at heart.
Oh, that is really valuable information. Any other tip you'd like to share?
More than anything, I would just like to see people engaged in life. Technology has grabbed our attention. However, people crave our attention. Whenever I speak in public, I always encourage everyone to interact and put away their technology for at least an hour a day and connect with the people that love them. You know, as a mother, people always ask me, how did I move my family from illiteracy to Stanford? And it was totally by interaction. I limited television, I limited electronics, but I also gave him my time. We played board games together. We went to every museum in our city. You know, we really took time to be part of the culture of whichever community we were living in at the time and embraced our family as well. And it's spending time with people that truly matters. So much of our society will get caught up in the monetary things and the material things. And truly the one thing that is irreplaceable is your time. And so many people just want that look in your eyes time and know that you value them. And if as a society we could get more connected as humans, I think we could overcome so many more of the obstacles in our way.
Oh, I love that. Very, very powerful advice. So where can people reach you? Because I know, Melanie, they're going to want to tap into more of your wisdom and the wonderful things you've shared with us today. Is there a website where they can connect?
Absolutely. www.succeedachievelead.com is where you can find me. And it is an amazing website that is always, always being updated and changing and just one of those positive air environments that you can go and know that you're in a safe place where your interests are being looked after and we have tools there to help you start setting goals and achieving more in your life.
Oh, that is fantastic. Really fantastic. Give the website one more time just to make sure everyone got it.
www.succeedachievelead.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us. This has just been such a joy to have you.
Thank you, Vicki. It's been an honor.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. Have a wonderful week.